From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I could buy a house on memory lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Old Dominion, Memory Lane. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. For any of our new listeners, each week we air a clip from a song that mentions the home or some part of the home, and it's just a fun little thing that we do to recognize the fact that there's so many great songs out there that center around the home or mention the home and its spaces. So. Just something we do here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, our custom home show that we organize every February. And we are about 65% sold out, even though that show is 5 months away. We have proven ourselves over the years. We started doing our custom home shows in 2004, and we have a lot of very happy, very loyal vendors. And if you're interested in participating as a vendor, if you have a home, you're a home service provider, or you sell a product that's related to the home to affluent homeowners and would like to talk to us, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call. Well, we are about 2 weeks away from the brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine coming out. We will our fall issue, and so if you have not picked up a free copy of the summer Charleston Home and Design issue, you better get cracking, because we'll have our new issue available the last week in September. And I'm not going to disclose who's on the cover, but it's a nationally known celebrity, and we're very excited about having them on the cover. Stay tuned. We'll be letting you know about that and where you can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine for free, which is in many, many spots throughout the Charleston area. Just about every home-related showroom in Charleston, you can find a free copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, enjoy your weekend and watch some college football. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, great, Tim. How about yourself today?
Good, thank you. Jay, take a moment and tell everyone about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry, primarily right here in the Lowcountry. And we help our clients go from everything from a napkin or maybe no napkin to having full architectural plans, whatever they come in with, and help them kind of work through the process of laying out the type of cabinets, what options are available, what materials do they want it made out of, how important is indoor air quality, just really kind of all the things that are in the building world today. What are the options, and what makes the best fit for me? We don't have a fixed like product or product line or something we represent that we have to kind of force people into or fit them into if we want to sell it. It's really more a la carte, and we want to educate the people coming in. So it's like, what are the options out here? What can I make my cabinet out of? What makes sense in this area, that area? Because there's not just one size fits all, right? If you're doing a little utility closet, you know, you don't need to invest a ton in there. But if you know you're doing a nice kitchen and you're kind of putting together your dream kitchen, or just really want it the way you want it, you know, let's get the right options on the table and make sure we're able to deliver exactly what you want to both look and function the way you're wanting.
Gotcha. So HWC Custom Cabinetry, it has that word custom in your name. You folks don't sell any cabinet brands of cabinetry. HWC Custom Cabinetry creates your cabinets specific to whatever the homeowner needs. And how does that differ? How does a custom cabinet differ from a semi-custom cabinet or what would they call a stock cabinet?
Right. You're exactly right, Tim. We don't have I won't use any names, but if you go down to your local home store and, you know, they have different brands there, a lot of kitchen and bath stores have lines they represent. And we actually don't have an inventory of stuff that we're pulling from or a manufacturer kind of backing us up. We are the manufacturers, but we have a design team. We have about 4 to 5 designers on staff, as well as an engineering team, and then a full complement of shop production personnel, everybody from finishers that put a, you know, high-end post-catalyzed conversion varnish finish on your cabinetry, to, you know, people that are cutting, assembling, putting things together, and then our installers as well. So that's kind of the process. Some of the advantages are you actually get to, and it's kind of what I was mentioning earlier, we like to educate our clients. So, for example, somebody might say, oh, we've got plywood cabinets. Okay, but where's that plywood sourced from? Where is it manufactured? What's the formaldehyde content in that product? You know, if it doesn't matter to you, that's fine. But for us, it does matter a little bit, and we at least want our clients to be informed as to that and find out, is that a right fit? There's still a lot of domestic manufacturers that are using imported wood goods and hardware and stuff kind of from cheap vendors overseas in order to cut costs. And so they get to say, hey, I've got plywood, but oftentimes your plywood's inferior to our you know, a melamine type product or something, because of either the off gassing of formaldehyde or the type of wood that was used in creating it. There's just lots of things there. So we take time to educate clients what's available, kind of the pluses and minuses, and they get to direct that a little bit. You know, if you're not into all the kind of geek speed on what makes up a domestic plywood and why that's an advantage, you know, fine. We don't have to go there. But if you want to get down into the chemistry of the finish or something like that, we're happy to do that. So we can kind of get in there and meet a wide range of expectations, desires, and then also make sure the right quality's there, right? You know, if you want a Rolls Royce, then we need to build a Rolls Royce. If you want just kind of a nice, good Toyota grade, in a sense, we can do that too. But you got to understand the client. It's a communication between us, our design team, the client. Oftentimes our engineers get involved to kind of help provide direction in tricky spots. So we've got a whole team to help step through that and bring that to reality so you can get exactly what you want. We've got access to just all the high gloss, contemporary looking stuff, the super matte contemporary items. There's some really cool thermally structured panels that are not real wood, but man, they look amazing and are great for nice flat slabs, especially a lot of your really contemporary projects are taking that, but avoid the cost of real wood veneers in places. But we can also do real wood veneers. So I think that answers your question maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, and just as a side note, plywood, on the surface, it sounds kind of, hey, some people use plywood to board up their windows when a hurricane comes, but plywood is kind of the standard for most cabinets, unless you're buying the really cheapy kind that have like particle board wood or MDF or something like that, right?
Well, to some degree, it's a lot of times it's really design specific because the engineered core is really it kind of depends what you're wanting to do. If you're wanting super flat, stable, an MDF or a particle board type core is actually superior to plywood. Plywood has a lot more undulations in it and variances. So if you're really trying to get that super flat finish, that's a lot harder to achieve on plywood, sometimes impossible, honestly. So having a super flat core is critical. So it really goes to the right engineering in the product. It's not a one size fits all. There's times when plywood makes the most sense. There's times when the engineered core makes sense. But like all things, Tim, you know, all of those components, plywood, melamine, MDF, particle board, there's different grades, right? There's your real low economy grade that, you know, whether it's a plywood or whatever, it's junk no matter how you slice it, right? Or like you're saying, you put it over your windows for a hurricane. You know, that's not what we're making cabinets out of. But the sheet goods, you know, stability, flatness, all those things play into it. And so we work very hard with our clients to kind of educate them or make sure that we're sourcing the right materials for their project based on their end goals, how they're going to use it, how they want it to look, materials involved, and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. And we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks were chosen to provide all of the custom cabinetry in a big project out at Kiawa Island. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's right. Yeah, we're very excited about that. It's been a couple-year process. Things are actually underway on site for us at this point in time. But, so we're providing all the custom cabinetry in the roughly 80 units of these luxury condominiums that are going up out there. And oftentimes people think condos, these are not cookie-cutter. Your neighbor's like your neighbor. There's some similarities in certain elements, but basically the developer gave them the owner's wide latitude. And so we've got roughly 80 custom units going out there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. But we're super excited to be the prime contractor for that portion, for the cabinetry portion on that project.
Yeah, 80 custom units that HWC Custom Cabinetry is providing the cabinetry for, and it's the Cape at Kiawa Island. Is that the name of it?
That's exactly right. And again, we're fabricating all of that here, just like what I was describing earlier. We're finishing it, and we will do the actual production run for everything on that. We will accomplish that in just over 6 months.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how many employees do you have at HWC Custom Cabinetry?
We are in the mid-30s to low-40s, kind of depending how you count it, and whether they're just strictly W-2 or there's some 1099 folks mixed in there, just kind of depends. But we've got a pretty strong team going these days, so we're very thankful for that great group of guys and gals just bring their best every day to deliver for our clients.
Well, thank you on behalf of everyone in Charleston for being such a great job creator, and what an awesome responsibility that is to be the owner of HWC Custom Cabinetry and be responsible for, you know, that many employees.
Pretty humbling.
Yeah, no doubt. How can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, they can reach out to us online at hwccustomcabinetry.com, or they're more than welcome to give us a call, 843-207-0750.
HWC Custom Cabinetry, and you can always find HWC Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Sonia Pierce with Gateway Supply. How you doing, Sonia?
Great, thank you.
Good. Sonia, take a moment and tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
We are a plumbing wholesale distributor with a retail kitchen and bath division, as well as HVAC.
Okay. For when it comes to helping homeowners, what areas of the house can Gateway Supply help homeowners?
Anything that has to do with water, primarily. So faucets, sinks, fixtures, you know, sinks, toilets, water appliances, things such as water filtration, instant hot water dispensers, disposers. We have many options for smart appliances now for the showers and kitchen faucets as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And talk about the brands that Gateway Supply has for plumbing fixtures.
Sure. So we are a premier Kohler distributor. So that's our primary fixture and faucets line. We also have, obviously, Moen and Delta, your two large consumer-known brands. We have many other brands that were in the past primarily sold to the trade only, meaning interior designers, general contractors, and that type of user. But they would be examples of California Faucets, House of Roll, Victorian Albert, Bain Ultra.
Okay. All right, good deal. And one of the things that that I think a lot of homeowners wonder about is some of those same brands that you just mentioned can be found in big box stores. And something that most homeowners are not aware of is that there's a difference in the quality of those fixtures, even though they're under the same brand name. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I can, and that's a tiny bit of a misunderstanding. The quality isn't substandard to what we sell. However, it's geared towards a do-it-yourself installer, meaning there are a lot of plastic connections that can be hand-tightened so the homeowner doesn't need tools. The product that we sell is geared toward the trade, a professional installer with heavier duty connections, and you get more options with an independent or a wholesaler like Gateway, because at the big box store, if it's not on the shelf, they can't provide it unless it's special order. Mm-hmm. We tend to inventory things that you see in places like HGTV and some of the trending resources for ideas.
Mm-hmm. And will the plastic parts in those plumbing fixtures you find at the big box stores, will they hold up as long as some of the, you know, the brass fixtures and parts that Gateway Supply sells in their plumbing fixtures?
Over time, likely not. Unfortunately, you know, each application, each install is different, so it's only as good as the installer, which, again, if that's a homeowner, you're not a professional installer, so, you know, you won't know if the instructions were followed properly. But again, you know, plastic nuts are easily stripped, for example. And if you strip one, then you're out on a hunt to find just that item. And that's usually very difficult with the big box stores because, again, they stock one box as is, one and done.
Mm-hmm. So the
beauty of – oh, sorry.
No, I go ahead.
The beauty of purchasing it from, you know, Gateway, either through your installer or through us, we can help with any kind of technical questions related to installation, as well as warranty. Mm-hmm. You have an individual to come back to.
Good. Gotcha, gotcha. So it sounds like the takeaway is the plumbing fixtures, even though they share similar brand names, are not built the same, and the plumbing fixtures that you find at Gateway Supply have brass parts and will hold up longer. And there are those that are do-it-yourselfers when it comes to plumbing projects at home, but very often it does require calling a plumber, you might as well buy a quality fixture and have it installed once versus a cheap fixture that you're going to have to call a plumber a couple of different times to come in and install.
That is correct. I might also add, we sell to homeowners if someone, is a do-it-yourselfer. We are a very good resource for folks like that want to come in, and we can help educate them on, things that maybe questions you wouldn't know to ask in home store, and then to give them options for items that you can't find mm-hmm. in a home center.
Gotcha. How many Gateway Supply showrooms do you folks have?
There are 10, all located in the state of South Carolina currently.
Gotcha, gotcha. And if you have not visited the Gateway Supply showroom in North Charleston, just off of Rivers Avenue, it's an amazing showroom. Can you tell me how it's organized?
Yes, obviously some of the more unique things that you won't see anywhere on a TV ad or in a home center. We group, things by suites. For example, we have a concrete tub at the entrance to our showroom, mm-hmm. Which is a very unique item. As you walk through the showroom, we have suites grouped so that you can see, complementary fixtures and fittings together. We have wall displays where we consolidate each brand of product in a specific area. Again, grouped overall by bath and then kitchen. We have many working displays, so you can see shower heads, you can see smart faucets, how they operate on a kitchen sink. We have a smart toilet for on display that works as well.
Mm-hmm. And when homeowners come in, the Gateway Supply showroom staff encourages them to get in those soaking tubs to see how they, even though they're fully clothed, of course, and or to sit down on the commodes to test the height and all of that, which people always have a little chuckle when they're doing that. But it's necessary when you're buying plumbing fixtures, right?
Absolutely. We encourage it. One of the key factors that determines if a tub is comfortable or not is leg room. And people that are hesitant at first, I always explain that's why we have these on display for you to try them out. That seems to always be helpful. If the specific brand or style isn't on display, we can use a comparable size method to find the one that they want. So absolutely, the toilets as well. Most people come in saying, I want the chair height or the taller toilets, and that is technically an industry standard now. We don't actually offer the shorter toilets. Someone has to ask us for those because they don't meet ADA, and they're simply more comfortable for individual residential use as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply and visit the Gateway Supply showroom in North Charleston?
So we do have a website with a digital showroom, which is kind of a fun exercise. So it's gatewaysupply.net, and follow the links to the digital showroom. Obviously, you can call our showroom at 843-554-0450. Anyone that takes a call can give them any information they need.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Sonia Pierce with Gateway Supply. And do yourself a favor, next time you're in North Charleston, stop by the Gateway Supply showroom just off of Rivers Avenue, and check out the dog washing station there that you folks have, which is such a simple idea. It could be done not in an expensive way, but what a great idea. I love that display that you folks have there. Thanks so much, Sonia.
Thank you for having me.
And now we're talking with John Shelton with Carolina Stain and Paint. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Stain and Paint.
Sure. So Carolina Stain and Paint, a lot of people know us from our name from a while back, Carolina Stain and Seal. We started specializing in exterior wood restoration, protection, staining of fences, porches, decks, docks, and just really did we do a phenomenal job with that. It's kind of our bread and butter, but I come from a paint background, and we had a lot of our customers reaching out to us to do a lot of other work, and we just kind of scaled up to where we can accommodate our clients with no matter what their project is at home, whether it's repainting the exterior, getting some interior rooms freshened up for the holidays, trim work, and also, still providing great staining and sealing services as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. So, Carolina Stain and Paint, you folks specialize in exterior coating for homeowners, coating the exterior parts of the home. Besides the exterior siding, what about like decks and docks and things like that? Fences?
Yeah, absolutely. So, whether it's new construction or an older home, here in the Low Country, porches are very prevalent. Everybody has a fence. A lot of people are fortunate enough to have a dock and have that wonderful backyard. But these substrates, this wood is fully exposed and vulnerable to the elements that South Carolina poses, which is pretty extreme. We have a very brutal climate, and our commodity here in the Southeast is pressure-treated pine. That's what we see. I'd say 90% of the time is what we encounter, whether it be tongue and groove or just regular decking boards. But there, no matter what the species of wood is, if it's exposed to the outside and it's not protected and sealed, it's 100% vulnerable to all the elements. We have extreme heat. We have torrential downpours. If you're on the coast, you have, a lot of salt in the air. And we provide the ability to basically go in there. If it's an old substrate, if it's an old deck and you're like, man, this thing just looks terrible, we can completely restore that surface and get it protected and looking better than the day it was ever built. If it's new construction, then we go in there and we prepare the substrate and we can actually protect it and retain that aesthetic that you want. And a lot of people do it because aesthetically it's very pleasing. But the main goal is to protect your investment. Mm-hmm. It's replacing this wood and, docks and stuff like that. It's very costly. So it's definitely money well spent whenever it comes to protecting your exterior wood substrates.
You didn't mention, it's my wife's number one, worry about any kind of rot on the outside of your house or any whether it be on a wooden deck or the fence or the siding, you name it. Her number one worry is termites.
Absolutely.
If that exterior material is not protected, if it's not coated and painted properly, and it does start to rot, have you had any experience with running into a termite problem for some of your customers?
We have, and especially down into structures where it's supported from underneath. Your stringers and your support posts and load bearing posts, them are more in our purview to where we've seen projects to where we had to partner with some of our reputable partners and have wood rot repair done, and get the structurally correct before we move forward with protecting it. Because, you know, protecting the top of a deck or something with a rotted out post underneath it, that's just no good. So, I mean, whenever we look at a project, we really evaluate every aspect of it and inform the customer of what needs to be done to do it the right way, and what's going to make their money go, you know, the distance and make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we see all the time, you know, and that's a great analogy with the termites. That's something that I use quite a bit. You know, if you build a new home, especially here in South Carolina, and you don't have a termite bond, you're really setting yourself up for failure. And it's really the same way with your exposed decking, whether it be a fence, porch, deck, dock, or a playset, or anything that's outside that is exposed wood. It has that same vulnerability just to the moisture, the sun, and the elements in the air itself. With our climate. So that's a great analogy and one that I use quite often.
And I think there are very few termite companies out there, pest control companies that that will give you a some sort of a replacement contract. So sometimes they used to do that, and some still do, I think, but for the most part, you know, the termite companies are concerned with is preventative. And so they're looking for a problem when they come out and do a termite inspection on your property. They're looking for to see evidence of the termites, but then they also will point out where you've got rot, rotten wood and things like that. And there, we have a lot of newcomers to the area that maybe never experienced termites where they lived before, and it's one of those issues. It's same with, as you mentioned, all the other things like the heat and humidity and the salt air and all of that. It can all be prevented if you hire a company like Carolina Stain and Paint to make sure that everything on the exterior of your home is coated and protected, doesn't get any of that moisture intrusion, and that can cause easily cause rot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, what we do, you're just a benefactor of a great result in aesthetics. You know, 90% of the people that we talk to, they are concerned about protection of the substrate and these structures, but they also really have a plan in mind of how aesthetically they want their home and their curb appeal to look. And we provide service. So, I mean, we're providing two services in one. Number one, you're getting protection and you're under a warranty with us, and we back everything that we do. And at the same time, we're able to achieve that certain aesthetic that someone wants. Just a great example is with Ipe and, you know, exotic dense hardwoods. We see that a lot on the coast, and you know, I'm fully transparent with everybody. You don't have to do anything to a dense hardwood like that to sustain, because it's naturally resilient to the outside elements. But a lot of people want that nice rich amber color in that Ipe wood because it's the aesthetic that they want. And when we go to our client's house and we, you know, get these, we bring these Ipe surfaces back from like a grungy gray or a silver gray, and we leave them with a beautiful finished deck. That's something that will have to be maintained regularly to maintain that aesthetic. But that's one of them species of wood where you're doing it for an aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to do it with protection. But however, with pine and what we see more prevalent, it's, you know, it's something that it doesn't take as much maintenance, but if you are in a new construction home and you got a front upper porch or a back deck or a lower porch, or you built a fence or anything like that, you know, that's something that kind of goes hand in hand. You really want to prevent that investment from getting to that point. It's going to save you money to protect it, and aesthetically, it's just going to look amazing with your home.
Do any homeowners ever have Carolina Stain and Paint out to do an inspection on the house just to maybe see if there are any weak points on the outside that need some sealing?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say it's more of an inspection. Typically, I guess you could call that an estimate.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, people, we have had people reach out to us and ask us, especially people that are unfamiliar with, you know, we have a lot of people that come from up north and out west that's, you know, moving here, and they're not familiar with something like pressure-treated pine. They're not familiar with IPBE surfaces, depending on the region and the home. And they do get educated on that, and they want to know why it needs to be protected, but also what's the benefit of doing so, and what's the longevity with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different options depending on what that customer's asking for, but we absolutely guide them along, tell them what needs to be done, why it needs to be done, and what our processes are to get that achieved. And we've had great success with that.
Well, good deal. One last question. What's your go-to paint or stain brand of paint or stain that Carolina Stain and Paint uses?
I got to tell you, that's a big range. There's a right product for the right project always. There is no one product that fixes everything. If we're doing an exterior repaint on a home, 90% of the homes that we repaint are within 7 years of new construction. And the reason being is, you know, in the construction world, everything's done on production. And a lot of things are done with materials that just don't have sustainability. If you have a medium to darker color home and it's 7 years old and it's hardy, there's a good chance you're going to see fading and you'll see like a chalky finish. So a large percentage of the home repaints that we do, we actually, you know, we use what we feel is the best at this point, which is Sherwin-Williams Emerald with Rain Refresh. And it gives your home a beautiful finish, but not only that, it actually helps clean itself whenever it rains and stuff. It's a self-cleaning product. And we do a very good job. We've had great success with it. And we offer an industry-leading warranty because we back our processes and we know that the product's phenomenal.
Yeah. You mentioned new construction. I think one of the things that homeowners oftentimes will overlook when they're choosing a paint color for the exterior of their home is, and if you take a look at a paint swatch and flip it over on the back, it has I don't know if it spells it out, but it says LRV or light reflective value. And
sure.
I'm sure you're aware of that. But homeowners, they choose a color that they think is pretty. But like when we built our house in 2009, we chose a paint color that had a mid-range light reflective value. And like, for instance, some people, if white would be reflects like 100% of the light, and if you painted your house dark brown, it absorbs 100% and it's going to fade. Even a yellow, my in-laws painted their house yellow, and that has a very low light reflective value, so tends to fade the paint. And that's one of the things I think everyone should really take into consideration choose a color that you love, but then also make sure the light reflective value is such that you won't have to repaint. You're not going to worry about it fading over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. The biggest thing is whether you use Carolina Stain and Paint, you use another contractor, or you're a DIY guy, it pays dividends to do your research and really educate yourself on the decisions you're going to make with your home. Them decisions can either haunt you 5 years later, or they can, you know, or you can be a hero and just honestly almost not even worry about it again for many, many, many years.
Exactly.
Technology has come a long, long way. So the LRV that you were talking about, it is obtainable with a lot of different color homes now. It's just the technology and the paint, such as the Emerald Rain Refresh that I was discussing, It allows to have a reflective value with a darker color. So technology has come a really long way with people being able to choose the color they want and still get that max longevity out of it. So it's something that, you know, people definitely need to take the time to educate themselves and just work with a contractor. You know, we got a lot of folks that call us and you know, I've talked to a lot of people over the phone and just kind of guided them along and they did it themselves or whatever, you know, and it's all about building relationships and having a good result at the end of the project. That's what matters the most.
That makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Stain and Paint?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all the social media sites. I love when people go to Google. There's literally thousands of photos there of our work. You can find us at CarolinaStainAndSeal.com. You can find us at CarolinaStainAndPaint.com. And you can give our office a call. Lauren would be glad to talk to you. She's very, very well versed in everything that we do. And that phone number is 843-285-5924.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with John Shelton with Carolina Stain and Paint, and you can always find Carolina Stain and Paint within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Thanks so much, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You'll have a great day.
And talking to us now is interior designer Andrea Dussault with Striped Lemon Interior Design. How you doing, Andrea?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Andrea, take a moment and tell everyone about Striped Lemon.
Okay, sure. Well, we are a full-service interior design company here in Charleston. We service primarily the Charleston area, which includes Daniel Island and Mount Pleasant and all the surrounding towns. We do everything from home makeovers, room makeovers, renovations, and as well, we do new builds and new construction.
Gotcha. How did you come up with the name Striped Lemon?
Well, I wanted something fun and catchy. I knew I wanted two words that maybe didn't necessarily make sense together to kind of catch somebody's attention.
Uh-huh.
And as I was brainstorming, I started playing with some of the favorite words that I have. And I looked up Striped Lemon because that one caught my attention and wanted to make sure no one else had named their company that. And sure enough, I came across the fact that there's actually such a thing as a striped lemon. Mm. So it was kind of a sign. There's a lemon, I think it's grown in California. It's a variegated lemon with kind of a pink flesh and yellow and green striped outside. So I said, well, it's done. Striped lemon it is.
Wow, how unique.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, describe for our listeners how Striped Lemon Interior Design helps homeowners.
Okay, sure. Well, I would say that our primary goal is to really bring functionality, beauty, and organization to our clients' homes. Most of our homeowners that we work with, when it comes to designing their homes, they just get really overwhelmed with any thought of doing a project that includes, you know, buying new furniture or trying to pick paint colors or do window treatments or whatever it might be. But just pulling it all together, they seem to have a big challenge in that. And it can be overwhelming. So part of our process is to collaborate with our homeowners. It is their home, so we need to make sure it works for them. So interviewing them and really understanding how they live, how they want to live, what ideas they might have for a space, and then work with them in managing that whole process and kind of take it on from a project management and logistical standpoint, because that's where they seem to be most overwhelmed, but then also to take their vision along with our vision and design and make it all come to life and pull it all together. So what we like to do is take them through the entire process, make sure we're communicating throughout, and you know, sprinkle in a few surprises at the end with some little decor options that they didn't get to see, but really take them through the whole process of what they're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. And one of the, I think, the misconceptions that some people have about working with an interior designer is that they think that the interior designer is going to push their style and the look mm-hmm. that they may be, maybe they even have a look that they're known for, but mm-hmm. Does Stripe Lemon do that, or do you try to find out what the homeowner is looking for and match that up?
Right. It's a very good question. And I have heard some stories like that from homeowners. They feel intimidated or bullied into saying yes about a certain piece of furniture or a style that the designer has pushed them into. But I really don't think that's the way to conduct business. And no, we do not operate that way. Again, we're not living in the home. It's our homeowner's home. And it is very important that we listen to their needs and their ideas of how they want to live in that space. So I think it's very important for homeowners to understand. Don't be intimidated by interior designers. There are a lot of great designers out there. And it's just a matter of doing your research, finding the right interior designer for your project, and making sure it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. You know, really looking at some of the work they've done in the past. But it's also a personality fit. You're going to be spending a lot of time with that person. So you want to make sure you're comfortable and that you feel listened to. And I think that's a big part of our role. It's a more of a consultative role to listen to our clients and really understand their needs and their challenges. And then it's our job to fix those. But I do believe that throughout the process, it's a collaboration. So we should be showing them our designs, showing them the selections that we'd like to make. But of course, if they don't like something, it's back to the drawing board and let's find something else that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you,
I think that's an important piece.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. How do you, as an interior designer at Stripe Lemon, how do you maybe get that homeowner out of their comfort zone, though? Because mm-hmm. because sometimes the homeowner may be frightened to try something. You might be introducing what they think is a radical idea when
right.
you know, in the long run, it will serve the homeowner well, and they'll get lots of compliments. And although they might be scared at the beginning, they take all the credit when they get the compliments from their friends and family.
Yes, that's a good point. And it is a bit of a fine line. And I think it's very important to really understand your client and how willing to push them that they're going to be to that. Some clients, you can just tell they're not going to be big risk takers, and you kind of need to know that going in to the project, but then you can push them on some smaller things. Whereas others might say, you know what? I'm a big risk taker. Whatever you say goes, Andrea, I trust you. But I do think that there's a level of trust that needs to be built first. And if you can prove yourself and also show them visually where it might make sense, using design boards, mood boards, bringing them to different stores to show them examples of things really does help. And I think that visual component works a lot with our clients in being able to pull it all together and then show them what they'd be looking at. But you know, again, you have to take cues from each client is very different. So some you'll be able to push a little more than others, but that's okay because again, it's their home. So they need to feel comfortable with it and they should love the design when it's done. I never want anyone to feel like, again, they were pushed into something that they don't like. So
yeah, makes sense.
I think that's an important piece. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell our listeners about some of the projects that that maybe help to illustrate what Stripe Lemon can do to help homeowners.
Okay, sure. So yes, I can tell you about a few recent projects that we've done. One of our families moved into a new home, but before, well, they purchased the home, but before they moved in, they wanted us to come in and make some renovations, but also decorate the whole house. Mm-hmm. So they weren't bringing anything into the new home. So we worked with them on some functional issues that they brought to our attention when it came to the layout of the home. And we renovated some bathrooms, some kitchen amenities, all of the lighting in the house, as well as we added one wall for more functionality to create a mudroom space for the client. And then from there, it was all the painting. And then the next phase of the project was really to design the whole home, from window treatments to wall art, all of the furniture and accessories, et cetera. And it was a really fun project, again, because they weren't living there yet. So we had 4 weeks to do this whole reno and transform everything. I mean, down to the bath towels and every piece of hardware on the cabinetry, et cetera. And then we invited them in when it was all done and were able to do a whole walkthrough and reveal with them. And it's just so fun and rewarding to see our clients' faces when they get to see the final result. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun one. We've also recently worked on a new build where we were able to be involved in the process very early on, which I do recommend. The sooner you call us, the sooner we can get involved and make some, or help you make some of those design decisions, such as wall paint colors, wallpaper, all the lighting, cabinetry hardware. So for this family, they were building a house and we were able to get invited in during the build to help them make some of those building selections. And then from there, we decorated the entire home, all the furniture again, rugs, window treatments. We even switched out some of the lighting from the builder's selections. And again, put the whole home together before they even moved in, mm-hmm. which was a treat for them and us. And then sometimes we are just doing a room or a few rooms and just making them over. There aren't any renovations necessary, but that particular room or a few rooms in someone's house really need an update, a refresh. So we can come in and just redesign the whole space for them with everything from furniture, artwork, decor, rugs, window treatments, etc. So we've had fun. For sure.
Well, that's great. You know, one of the questions that I think homeowners have on their minds is what's it cost to hire an interior designer? Mm-hmm. Do you have like a rate sheet that you share with your customers?
No, we don't necessarily have a rate sheet because it doesn't seem to work. Every project is so different that we customize our estimates based on the scope of each project. Rarely do we charge, say, an hourly rate, if you will. That's more for, say, consulting services when someone just wants a few hours of help. But for most of our projects, we are meeting with the client first and then putting together a very extensive project scope to cover everything that we talked about in the meeting, and then share that with them to make sure we didn't miss anything or if they don't want something that we put in there. And then from there, we put an estimate together. How much is this going to cost our team in labor? And then, okay, based on all the purchases we need to make, talk to the homeowner about a budget to make sure we stay in that budget, because everyone has a budget. So it's very important to us that we work with our clients and put together a custom package per project. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've been operating, and it seems to be working very well.
Well, good. Well, it's you hate to like say the homeowner that is building a new custom home or doing a remodel project. It's hard to say, oh, I feel sorry for you, but the reality is it's a very overwhelming process, and you're having to make very expensive decisions and very long lasting decisions. So it mm-hmm. makes perfect sense that you would have a professional interior designer to help you along the way. And for those people who maybe rely on the advice of your builder, you know, that's not their specialty. Design is not their specialty. And then if you start hitting up you go to the tile store and you start hitting up the tile designers for advice on your cabinetry or this or that, they don't know the whole picture like an interior designer does. And so you're going to be making some costly mistakes. And I can guarantee that if you've ever worked with an interior designer, you will never try to tackle a project without an interior designer in the future because you know the value, you understand the value. It's the folks out there maybe who have never mm-hmm. worked with an interior designer that I think maybe a little hesitant, and maybe there's a little mm-hmm. pressure of like, oh, I should be able to do this myself, you know, and it really is not a DIY, and labor is so expensive these days. You know, you pick out the paint colors and they paint the walls, and then it didn't turn out the way you liked, and you've got to pay them to repaint. I mean, it's much you'll save money in the long run and be happier mm-hmm. by working with an interior designer.
Yes, I agree with that. And we get a lot of repeat business from clients because of that very point. And then, you know, for those who haven't tried one, don't be intimidated. And it's all about talking to and meeting the right person that's going to be a fit for your project. So
exactly,
they're out there.
Well, how can folks get more information about Striped Lemon Interior Design?
Sure. Well, you can definitely go to our website, which is stripedlemondesign.com. You can always call or text me directly. My number is 860-539-2473. You can also email me at Andrea@stripedlemondesign.com. And, of course, we also have an Instagram page if you want to check that out, and you can always message us that way, too.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Andrea Dusault with Striped Lemon Interior Design, and you can always find Striped Lemon Interior Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.